We've been reporting Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber has announced his resignation effective next Wednesday, February the 18th. It comes after a series of scandals in recent months, most involving his fiancée, Sylvia Hayes. Jim Moore is a political scientist at Pacific University outside of Portland, Oregon. What kind of governor will Kate Brown make?
Well, she has a reputation as being more Democratic, more left than John Kitzhaber. John Kitzhaber, for instance, crossed the labor unions, the public labor unions here, with some reform of our public employee retirement system, and they didn't like that. So Kate Brown is seen as being more Democratic. She's made some decisions in the legislature and as Secretary of State that have looked more partisan. But she's also been around in Salem for a long time, basically for 20 years, so she knows how Salem works. She knows the legislators. She knows how the levers of government work. And remember, in these kinds of situations, the pattern is that you come in and you fill out the policies of the person who left office. It's, in effect, not your term. You're fulfilling whatever those policies were and those ideas were. The thing is, in Oregon, because she'll step into this office and it's just at the beginning of the term, she will then have to face re-election in 2016 to fill out the rest of the term. And if she wins that, then she'd be up for election for the regular term beginning in 2018. So we're in for a string of gubernatorial elections.
For people who haven't been following the Kitzhaber story, can you recap it for us?
Sure. The big thing is in October, allegations came out in the media here in Portland that his first lady, who he's not married to, his first lady Sylvia Hayes, had traded her position for better salaries as she was working with various and sundry interest groups. So she was a consultant. She got more money for it. And so we began to see a revolving door. There were other allegations that came out at the time, which we know to be true. She was involved in a sham marriage for immigration purposes, and she was involved in selling a marijuana grow operation in eastern Washington. As time has gone on, more and more revelations have come out, and they're all along these lines. The biggest thing that happened in the past 10 days was evidence that showed that she had specifically been hired by a firm that was doing work with the state because people in Kitzhaber's camp had actually asked her to be hired and pressured people to hire her. Those same people eventually went from being outside of government to actually working in the governor's office. And so it looks like Sylvia Hayes, who was the governor's advisor on energy and environment issues, was being paid to lobby the government at the same time she was advising the governor on how he ought to respond to that lobbying. So she's working both sides of the fence.
This is a governor who just was reelected for his fourth and record term. What do his supporters say?
Well, supporters have been remarkably quiet until about 2 days ago. And because you look at it, and it's just hard to believe. Now, remember, all of this, not all of it, but a huge amount of this came out before the election. Kitzhaber looked like he was cruising to an election win that might be of record proportions. He might get 65, 70+% of the vote. He ended up winning by about 5%. He got about 50%, and his opponent got about 45%. So it much closer than we thought, but still much a bigger win than he got 4 years ago when he only won by 20,000 votes. So people looked and said, wow, this has had an effect. But that's the last time we've had public opinion or supporters really playing a major role. But what happened on Wednesday is people began publicly saying, what on earth is going on with the governor? This is not someone who's in control. Thursday, Kate Brown releases this press release about her meeting with the governor, and then we have the Democratic Speaker of the House, the Democratic President of the Senate, and the Democratic statewide elected officer, the Treasurer, publicly call for his resignation. So that's when things have kind of escalated again.
So theoretically, folks who would be his supporters are now detractors, in a sense.
Yeah, exactly. And all of them have very wonderfully worded statements. You know, I've worked with him for years. He's the strongest governor we've ever had. But there comes a time when you have to think of the people of Oregon over your own things and move on.
Jim Moore is political scientist at Pacific University in Oregon. The news just hot off the presses. Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber has announced he will resign effective next Wednesday, February 18th. That's because tomorrow is Oregon's anniversary of its acceptance into the United States. Oregon Secretary of State Kate Brown takes over Kitzhaber's term on an interim basis. You're tuned to The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.